You're listening to Tin Pod Radio. This is Erin Plum from Crime Crazy. If you're crazy about crimes, join us every Wednesday for true crime stories ranging from the enthralling to the bizarre.
Please don't fear me, because I know what I want. Please deliver me, that's all part of your soul. It makes you freeze time, staring in at yourself. It's time to step outside, onto the path you once made.
Decampment. The goatman stared at Sasha and then he started reaching out for her. She was wondering if public school really was the right choice for her. No one had attacked her at home since she was five, and they were living in Paris at the time, and that was some Russian hit squad. I didn't know this school's mascot was a goat, Sasha questioned. Goatman laughed like a coughing dog, which was just weird. He grabbed Sasha with both hands and picked her off the floor, her arms pinned to her sides. She let out a nervous giggle. She was glad Aisha wasn't there to hear that. Knowing she was correct in thinking whenever Mildred and Aisha encountered hairy ugly things, they didn't give out nervous giggles. He shook her whole body from side to side like a child with a toy. Strangely, being shook like a bottle of orange juice settled the giggling and her nervous stomach. He then tucked Sasha under his arms and ran through the locker room. He kicked down the door that led out into the gym and raced out, knocking down cheerleaders and ping-pong players until finally stopping in the middle of the court and sounding out a loud roar. While everyone else went straight into panic mode, Aisha sat in her spot on the bleachers. She was waiting for Mildred to enter the scene. Mildred got caught in the crowd as they pushed and fought to get out of the gymnasium while she was trying to get closer to the action, and she was doing it without having to punch people out of the way to get there. After getting frustrated, she jumped up and out of the throng of students and scared teachers and landed right in front of Goatman. Sasha looked up and gave Mildred a scared little wave. Mildred looked Goatman over and whispered to herself, "Now comes the boss level," and then got angry with herself for thinking that because she'd heard it during one of the conversations between Aisha and Sasha that had bothered her so much. The gym had quickly emptied to the point where it was just Goatman and the package under his arm, Mildred and her sidekick remaining. "I wanted this school to have the best athletes of any school in the country, but this ring," he held up his hairy clawed hand to show the ring of Loki, "this ring is giving me a power I no longer want to share. With it, I shall create a kingdom of my own." "Coach Kirk?" Aisha asked. "The football coach?" Sasha asked from under his arm. "And athletic director," Goatman added. "So, cheating by empowering your players wasn't enough. Now you're thinking about making yourself some potential king or something?" Mildred questioned. "King of the smelly socks. Sounds like boring power mad bad guy again," Aisha retorted. "You shut up," Goatman yelled as he threw Sasha at Aisha, who failed to catch her, and they both ended up under a cheerleader stand with more than a few new bruises coming up quick. Mildred, after seeing they were both okay, kicked Goatman square in the chest, the force of which sent him flying back through the air, across the court, to finally crash down on the visitor side bleachers. Sasha and Aisha sat up, but still on their butts. "She's going to rough him up, isn't she?" Sasha said. "Except she can only do big punch-kick stuff like that every so often," Aisha replied. "What?" Sasha asked, surprised. "She's learning so much about how Mildred's powers work, so much that her father will be really interested in hearing. Her powers are on a sort of rotation cycle, and even then not very reliable. Even when you're an Earth champion, you have to grow and learn like everyone else. Dal Murphy wasn't a 5-tool player on a major league level in Little League, you know. Or maybe he was," Aisha said. "Who's Dal Murphy?" Sasha asked. Aisha looked at the homeschooled, not-from-Utah, not-a-baseball fangirl and shook her head. Mildred had started walking towards the visitors' bleachers when Goatman jumped out from the hole in the bleachers to land on the first row, cracking them where his feet came down. He stepped off the bleachers and walked towards Mildred, smiling a very ugly smile. On the way over, he'd grown even taller, more grotesque and uglier, and was standing over Mildred by a good 8 feet when he got up close to her. "Coach, you, sir, smell bad. Just thought I'd clue you in on that before I take you down."
We hope you've enjoyed this chapter of the Tin Universe Middle Grade Series, Book 1. Written by Brian C. Williams, edited by Christina Ciceris, narrated by Stacey Taylor of Stacey's Pop Culture Parlor. Follow Stacey on Twitter at StaceBobT. Find more Tin Universe content at tinuniverse.blogspot.com. Copyright 2016 System Productions.
Remember